Israel says Mossad was behind the Somali fraud story. Really? It causes mass outrage in the United States. Boy, has it. Israel claims money going to terrorism. Israel claims Qatar is behind it. Israel built military site in Somaliland. So you see how they're all working together? So we've all heard about the Somali daycare scandal that's happening in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's happening in Minnesota, right? Now, I'm going to show you this, and I'm going to tell you how this ties into that scandal. You ready? So it's a big scandal, billions of dollars being funneled to Somali daycares and all, and billions, right? And it's, and all of a sudden, we're just hearing about it now. What? Well, guess what? Let's remember this.
So I came back to see him a few weeks later.
So this is right after 9/11. This is General Wesley Clark talking to people at the Pentagon right after 9/11. And guess what they told him?
And by that time, we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk. He picked up a piece of paper. And he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
He said Somalia. What? What? Somalia? Why would we be going into Somalia? What the heck is that about? Okay, so here's a guy. This is Matty Shoshani, and he's the host of TBN Israel. And here's what he's going to tell you that you don't know about the Somali daycare scam. Here we go.
How is the Israeli Mossad related to the recent corruption that was discovered in Minnesota? You're not going to believe it, but there actually is a substantial connection, and it runs through the Israeli Prime Minister office. I'll start from the end. Israel just established relationships with Somaliland, which is not Somalia. But the backstory to the whole Minnesota corruption story is that much of those funds, and again, I think the initial number that came out is about $9 billion. Again, this is crazy. American taxpayer money of, let's say, $15 billion that they imagine were stolen or misdiverted from public funds. About $9 billion of those were sent back to support terrorism, or what they would call the Muslim Brotherhood actions, and this is tied into Qatar. And Israel, of course, was behind the scenes, and I know people love these conspiracies, in leaking some of the information that is responsible or related to the funding of terrorism using that exact money. So the fact that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has a phone call and recognizes Somaliland is tied into Qatar being a supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood, tied into the Somali funds that were stolen in Minnesota funding terrorism in the Middle East. That is a story that came out right now. It really blows my mind how global terrorism works, but it's such an amazing thing that it was uncovered, and I'm sure there's more news to come on this topic.
Okay, so here's where Gen X Girl comes in. She says the timing, who benefits from amplifying a scandal now that was uncovered back in 2020? Because it was. Isn't that weird? So, and she links to this. She says, so how beneficial do you think it is for Americans to be outraged at Somalis right now when Israel wants the U.S. government to support its effort to break up Somalia into two countries where Israel has a military base and is really in the Israel-backed portion of Somalia, which is called Somaliland? Wait, what? Yeah. So there's a big idea that they want to send the Palestinians to Somalia, but not the Somalia, but the Somaliland, which, by the way, they've been talking about Somaliland, who has the Zionist, for 80 years. This is not a new thing. So here, notice how quiet suddenly it got about that huge Epstein drop that's getting dipped wholesale into a vat of black ink as we speak. Gen X, 100%. So They're about to pull out more distractions than a magician at a child's birthday party. So Israel says Mossad was behind the Somali fraud story. Really? It causes mass outrage in the United States. Boy, has it. Israel claims money going to terrorism. Israel claims Qatar is behind it. Israel built military site in Somaliland. Israel recognized Somaliland, breaking Somalia into two rival. So that just happened, where Israel recognized Somaliland. Isn't that something? Israel built advanced military facilities in Somalia. No, in Somaliland. Satellite images reveal that Israel built an advanced military facility at the Barbera Airport in Somaliland. The United Arab Emirates has developed a strong military presence at this airport since 2017. So you see how they're all working together? Just like ISIS and Al-Qaeda is working with the Mossad, Israel, and the CIA. Just like Benjamin Netanyahu begged Qatar to fund Hamas. Do you see how they're all working together? They have military bases in the same Somaliland, Qatar and Israel? What? So do you see this game that's happening now? I hope you do. Velastian says, if you said this before, you'd have been called anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist. Israel media, Mossad has been involved in paving the way for breakaway Somaliland for years. Behind Israel's recognition of Somaliland, years of quiet Mossad involvement. Israel becomes the first UN member to recognize Somaliland as a sovereign state, drawing condemnation from Somalia, from Turkey, and Egypt. The move reflects strategic interests near Houthi-controlled areas and years of quiet Mossad engagement. Huh, really, no kidding. And by the way, when Israel recognizes you, how they are recognizing Somaliland, when they recognize you, it's kind of like when a mountain lion sees you. It just means that they're coming for you next. That's what that means. So here, Mark Dubowitz says, for those mocking why Israel would engage Somaliland, look at the map. Somaliland sits on the Gulf of Aden next to the Bab el Mandeb, a choke point for global trade and energy. Across the water are Iran, backed Houthis firing on Israel and shipping. Somaliland offers stability. It offers ports, intelligence access, and a non-Iranian platform on the Red Sea. Similar reasons why the U.S. has a military base in Djibouti. Really? Okay. There it is. Somaliland, Somalia, Somaliland. There's Yemen. Those are the people who were bombing Israeli boats because Israel's committing a genocide against the Palestinians. So the people in Yemen, the Houthis in Yemen, are doing what the rest of the world should be doing. Sanctioning Israel over a genocide it's committing. But they're not. Of course they're not. Of course they're not. So there it is. Somaliland is Israel's 80-year-old project. The project was called Harar Council, the 34-page documents on his link tree, LinkedIn bio. So what does this say? Here, I'll just read a little bit to you. My proposal is to unite the so-called Harar territory of Ethiopia with parts of the British Somaliland and create there a state for the European Jews. This territory is large enough. It would be easy to devote 60,000 to 70,000 square miles there for this purpose. This territory is inhabited by a small agricultural population who are not likely to raise great difficulties, unlike the Palestinians. Nevertheless, it will be necessary to remember the lessons learned by the Palestine experience, namely to prevent the territory being overrun by people from other parts of Ethiopia and to keep out foreign agitators, like Palestinians that were the foreign agitators in Palestine. The climate on the plateau is absolutely healthy and suitable for Europeans. Those parts of the Somali coast which have a bad climate could be improved in measurable time by irrigation. The Harar, so there you go. Politically, these territories belong, as already stated, to Great Britain and the Empire of Ethiopia. In July of 1935, the British government proposed to the Emperor of Ethiopia that the port of Zilia and certain other parts of the British Somaliland be ceded to him if he were prepared to make certain concessions to Italy. It is therefore not impossible that the British government may today be ready to cede a rather larger portion of Somaliland together with the port of Berbera to the European Jewish state we have in mind. So it was already not going well for Israel and Palestine in 1935, and they were looking to go to Somaliland. Well, now it seems like they're looking to send all the Palestinians to Somaliland, where they already have military bases and Qatar. That's what it kind of looks like. That's all I'm saying. It kind of looks that way. And the Somali fraud story will blaze all the headlines and obscure the entire narrative of resettling the Palestinians to Somalia. This is the magician's trick, twirling around while the magician sets up the trick. This is the magician's assistant twirling around while the magician sets up the trick. It's all smoke and mirrors, and it's so glaringly obvious. There it is. There it is. Gen X Girl goes on, everyone's outraged over the Somalia scam, understandably, but where is the outrage over Trump's pardons of wealthy criminals who scammed billions from Medicare? So we've already covered this. No one cared about this. People stole billions of dollars from Medicare. Trump pardoned them. Why? Well, one of them was at the behest of Israel, for sure. This one here. Philip S. Teformes. He bilked $1.3 billion from Medicaid. He got a full pardon from Trump. So now we're supposed to care about $9 billion. Everybody's outraged, and rightly so. But nobody was upset that Trump pardoned a guy who stole $1.3 billion from Medicaid and Medicare. No one cared about that. But everybody cares about the $9 billion in Minnesota. Isn't that weird? It's weird that no one cares about this. There's another guy, $1.7 billion. There's another guy, $4.3 billion. HDR Global, $100 million, $1.2. So there you go. So there you go. So now you know a little bit more about the story. Do you really think that this just broke now, that they didn't know about this? Project Veritas, I'm pretty sure, broke this story in 2020 about the daycare centers in Minnesota. Joe Biden's Justice Department was investigating it. I think they might have even prosecuted some people. Don't hold me to that. But now you know the rest of the story. Well, here's what this guy has to say.
About the Somali fraud in Minnesota, USA, I really think people need to start seeing the bigger picture here. Do you really believe that some Somali people living there in Minneapolis could get away with defrauding the state for, say, $9-10 billion a year?
No. My answer would be no. I don't think they could be doing that without help from the deep state.
Of course not. Washington, D.C. is totally involved in this, and not only allowed it to happen, but made it happen. So that's because Israel recently recognized Somaliland, part of Somalia, as a independent state. Why would Israel do so? Well, they need a place to deport the Palestinians to. But you don't just get a piece of land where you can deport 2 million people to. You have to pay for it. And that's what this is. The U.S. is the greatest ally of Israel. Remember, the United States citizens, middle-class people, taxpayers, are going to pay for that. This whole scam, the Somali care system scam, whatever, to me looks like an annual rental agreement where the U.S. taxpayer is now forced to pay $10 billion a year to the Somali elites, to Al-Shabaab, the terrorist organization, and so on, in exchange for a piece of land where Israel can then deport the Palestinians to. Your whole government is corrupt, okay? And this is just Somalia. Imagine what the USA is doing with India. Imagine how much money you're bleeding to India.
So that comes from this guy, Johannes M. Cohenbrat. And he wrote a Substack called, "Is the FBI Investigating or Organizing the Somali Fraud?" Huh. Well, here's what he said. "I find it hard to believe that Somalia could pull this off on their own where no one else could. How come Mexicans or Puerto Ricans never could do this? Are Somalis, with their average IQ below 70, such law tech geniuses that only they could pull off such a massive fraud and apparently get away with it fairly undetected ever since Obama sent Somalis to Minnesota in 2014? At the same time, as I said, Israel recently became the first country worldwide to recognize Somaliland, a breakaway region of the northwest of Somalia, as a sovereign nation. This raised my suspicion. Why would Israel care to recognize some breakaway region as a sovereign nation? Well, for starters, Somaliland is close to the Gulf of Aden, the entry point into the Red Sea, which leads up to the Suez Canal. This gulf is one of the crucial linchpins supplying the West with international trade coming out of India and China overseas. Apparently funded by the United Arab Emirates, Israel is already building military bases in Somaliland. The U.S. has bases in neighboring Djibouti. The location near the Gulf of Aden appears only extra crucial vis-a-vis the incessant attacks coming out of Yemen across the Gulf, where the Houthi rebels have been using Iranian or even Chinese-backed drone systems to attack the U.S. Navy's, Israel's, and NATO's vessels. The cheap rebel drones have been wreaking a ton of havoc and have also made the West lose some face, since its super advanced systems are no match against the primitive sticks and stones being thrown at it. But one does not simply acquire a piece of land the size of a country, not without war or without bribery. To secure Somaliland in the ever-complexifying geopolitical struggle for Western dominance, Israel and its greatest ally, the USA, if not Britain, would have to have offered the Somali elites something of value. And that's how I made the connection to the Somali fraud cases in Minnesota. Wait, did Obama really send Somalis to Minnesota in 2014? Yes, he did. The problem was neither the USA nor Israel could be seen bribing Somali elites to give up Somaliland. So I think the whole migration of people to Minnesota served as a payment scheme, perhaps a rental scheme. The people who would later commit massive fraud against U.S. authorities were being shipped in under Obama, but this doesn't let Trump off the hook. Trump, the narcissist, is more concerned about winning his Nobel Peace Prize, which Israel's Netanyahu personally promised him to get. Trump seems controlled by Israeli interests, you think? What I find hilarious, though, is that the U.S. ruling circles chose to do a fraud scheme to the benefit of terrorist organizations such as Al-Shabaab in Somalia. Why didn't they just give the Somali leaders some theme parks, landmarks, or skyscrapers? I guess that too much of U.S. real estate has already been promised to Arabs, Russians, and Chinese investors. They're running out of options to bribe foreign partners unless they start taking the money directly out of the social services coffers. Yes, in short, I believe the Somalis that Obama brought in were henchmen. And I believe these henchmen were given free rein by both Washington, D.C. and the FBI to commit fraud. And no, I don't think the FBI director, Kash Patel, is going to do anything about it, because the FBI isn't investigating the fraud. The FBI is organizing it. So that's this guy's theory. Now, I can't vouch for the veracity of his theory or any of these theories. But it certainly is interesting. There's definitely a connection between the fraud of Somalian people in Minnesota with Israel recognizing Somaliland and wanting to get the Palestinians to Somalia. There's definitely a connection there. There's definitely a connection there. Come see me on tour January 11th in Waikiki, February 20th in Lansing, Michigan, February 21st in Milwaukee. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets.